Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show. It was $45 just for a t-shirt and then $100 for a sweatshirt.
Do you get a free cat when you buy a Celine Dion t-shirt? Good morning and happy day. It's Monday and we are back in full swing on Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph. For the last month, we haven't had any Friday episodes because we've been doing our Jackson and Steph's Hole in the Wall tour show. And then on Friday, I was gone. So when I'm gone, the podcast is off. So if you don't like the podcast, just hope that I take a sick day. But we'll be back full swing 5 days a week. Now, I spent a little bit of time heading to Indy with my daughters to go visit my dad. My youngest daughter has never met my dad. If you listen to the podcast back in season one, I talked about how my daughter and I just reconnected. Haven't seen her for 10 years, and now she's back in my life, and we're kind of trying to do the whole get-to-know-each-other thing. And since she hasn't met Grandpa, we figured we'd take a weekend trip down there, and we had a really, really, really good time. And she got to show her some of my favorite spots going to in Indianapolis and just hanging out with family and loving life. So that's where I was on Friday, and hopefully you enjoyed the Friday episode. If you haven't, go back and listen to that Rip's version of Jolene. Such a great song. We had such a fun interview with him, and then find the music video. At the end of it, it's pretty powerful, and he does talk about it in the podcast that he is a sex addict and something that he's battled with for a long time, and Jolene in the song kind of represents not so much a person, but addiction and temptation and how it is that we can get wrapped up. And that in today's podcast is a little bit kind of like that. Today's podcast, was it worth it? Did you do something and then later on go, yeah, it was worth it? Or, nah, that wasn't worth it. And for me, it'd be over the weekend. I was down in Indiana and I don't take my diet on vacation. I'm doing the keto diet. I know I don't want to hear it. Keto diet is unsafe. I have a friend that was on the keto diet, and then she died. Everyone's got a story about that. Fantastic. I'm not worried about that. I used the keto diet last year and lost 35 pounds. And then, and this is a terrible excuse, when my dog Winston got sick, we stopped ketoing. We were more taking care of him and not so much taking care of ourselves. And we gained the weight back over about a 9-month period. So it's another thing is, when you do a diet, someone goes, you're going to gain the weight back and then some. But we gained it back over the year, and we knew what we were doing. You know, eating past 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, having snacks, you know, hitting up blizzards, doing the things that we shouldn't have done. And we ended up gaining the weight back. But I went down to Indiana to visit my dad, and I had to hit up some of my favorite spots. White Castle, Noble Romans, had to have a pork tenderloin sandwich. Which what you do is you take a pork tenderloin, you slice it, all right? You take a whole tenderloin, a whole whopping, you know, like you'd maybe throw in a crock pot or something or in an oven. You slice a little bit off that, all right? You put it on some wax paper. You get one of those little meat hammers. You pound it flat, all right? Then you bread it. Then you deep fry it. And I'm talking flat. Like, you want this thing to be bigger than a saucer. You get it nice and flat, nice and big. Deep fry it. Oh my God, that is absolutely wonderful. It's not good for you, but it's so good. And so this morning I got up, and I can't wear my jeans. My jeans are a little bit bigger than these pants because all my clothes are covered in smoke. My dad's a very heavy smoker, so I couldn't put my jeans on today because I'd smoke out this whole studio in here. So I put on my other pants, and I went, oh, was all the White Castles and the breadsticks at Noble Romans, was it worth it? Was it? And at the time, yes, it was. But right now, I'm not sure. Also, when Steph gets in and sees how gassy I am, I'm not sure how worth it she will see it as either. And then throwing it over to the Steph, she's not in just yet because she went to go see Celine Dion last night with her mom in Milwaukee. So first off, the tickets were $270-some, I'm pretty sure. So I want to know, was it worth it on the price of those tickets? And number two, she's tired today. She has an afternoon show that she has to do later on. She has to go home and deal with the kids and the husband and just deal with life and only on a couple of hours of sleep. So I want to know this morning, Steph, when she gets in, you were up late last night. Was it worth it to go see Celine Dion? We're going to jump over here on the today's Q106 Facebook page where our live feeders follow along with the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, we go live every single morning at 5:30, and that's why it's called Social Mornings, because we have a chat with our Facebook live feeders and see what they've got going on. Scott, things that are good for you says, well, usually things that are good for you don't taste worth a crap. That's right. That's where you got to know, like, am I going to trade the taste for the waist size? Am I going to trade the two on that? 9797, my friends and I want you to grab your computers and phones with both hands and feel the power of the podcast, brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? That's all we're asking for. That's right. We're testifying up in here. 9797. Darcy, got to see Steph at the Badger Honor Flight homecoming Saturday night. Maybe we'll see you sometime. I was out of town. I would love to get up there to one of those, absolutely. But both times that we've had those going on, when Steph was doing hers, I can't remember where I was. I had another event that I had to be at. And then this one here, I was out of town in Indiana. So if you guys start planning these around my schedule, then we can maybe work that out. But no one's calling me to find out if I'm free. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I haven't found out what Steph was doing there, but she did send some audio that we're going to have, I'm assuming, on the morning show today that she got from that. But the Badger Honor Flight, what a great, great organization that is. And great way to help out some veterans, go and see the memorials made for them, and just really give them the homecoming and the honor that they deserve. So glad you were able to be a part of that. What's with the afternoon show? Debbie wants to know. So Steph's doing the afternoons now as well. So that's how we do things here at today's Q106. We work in this family, as I like to say at my house. And so Steph's now is doing the afternoons as well. So you can hear Steph not only on your drive in the morning, you can also hear her on your drive home. And here's what's even better. Your drive home will not be bothered by that annoying bearded guy who always interrupts Steph with stupid jokes. So you got that going on for you right there. Yes, yes. Darcy, got a selfie with Steph. Nice. Nice. Is Aaron on here? Our friend Aaron, one of our life feeders. There we go. Off work today, so I'm going to have a swim after I get the kids on the bus. I hope your party was fantastic, Aaron. Very sorry that we couldn't make it. One of our life feeders, Aaron, had a birthday party and a Packer party, which the Packers lost. That's fine. We're not going to be hearing from Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. He said, hey guys, I ain't got it in me today. They lost to the Chargers. It's terrible losing to a loser. Like, there's no shame in losing to a team that's good, but when you lose to a loser, you really just beat yourself. That's just terrible. But Aaron had a Packer party and a birthday party yesterday, and I was going to try to make it, but we didn't get back in town from Indiana until about 3 o'clock, the 3 or 3:30, and by that point, I was just pooped and hadn't seen my wife in 3 days, so I kind of just wanted to hang out at home, and I didn't even drink any beer. Maybe that's why the Packers didn't win, because I didn't even, and that was one of the things we talked about. Jokingly, we upset somebody because we said, we're not going to Aaron's party because we can't drink there, and that was totally tongue-in-cheek. We love Aaron. That was not at all. We just kind of we make things. Sometimes we play the villain. It's our job on the radio. And that was one of the things we joked about Aaron's party, because she doesn't drink, and I think that's very awesome. There's so many people that have a problem with alcohol, and Aaron and her husband say, hey, that's not our thing. There won't be any drinking at our party. But that might be why the Packers lost. I don't want to put any blame on anybody. But it might be because I took a shower during the game. I knew I shouldn't have done that. We got back and my daughter and I were covered in cigarette smoke. And because my dad, once again, very heavy smoker. And we're both like, well, she goes, I'm gonna hop in the shower quick. And I thought, you know what, maybe I should do that before she does, because the game's going to start in a few minutes and I don't want to shower during the game because it's never good luck. And I did. So I think that might be why the Packers lost. So I do apologize. So it's either not enough beer being drank, which, you know, probably not, or the fact that I took a shower during the game. Probably. I try not to change shirts or do anything major during a game, and I did, and that's my fault. So sorry for that. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Steph is not in quite yet today. She will be in here in a few minutes. And this morning, maybe some rain still lingering from last night, but that'll be getting out of here. We won't be seeing a whole lot of sun, but we will. We will not be seeing any snow today, so we got that going on for us. High of 43. It is 41 at 5:43. So now that the Halloween is over, we can go ahead and start moving on to, well, the most wonderful time of the year. Jackson and Steph's Gambling for Gift Cards, presented by Bobcat of Madison, where you can win gift cards from Coach's Club, Thirsty Goat, Melio's, Tom's Auto Center, Green RX, along with jewelry from Countryside Jewelry, a $500 gift card from Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, 3-day passes for Country USA, and this is probably the biggest one that's on there, because this is one of the biggest concerts I've ever heard of in my entire life. Tickets on the Today's Q106 Party Bus to see Kenny Chesney and Florida Georgia Line at Miller Park in April. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. That's not the biggest one. The biggest one is also a Kenny trip. A trip to see Kenny Chesney in Boston. I mean, that is some serious awesomeness that we have for you. And this is going on all week and next week. So you've got three chances to play per day. 6-12. 8-12, and then 1-12 with the superest of Daves. We call him Super Dave because he's 10 times better than a regular Dave. And he's the one that helps us organize a lot of this that we've got going on here. So make sure you are around for that. Now, what's great about gambling for gift cards is it's all on you. It's about how far you go, because we give you a prize right away. Boom, awesome prize. And then you go, all right, do I want to try to get an awesome-er prize, or do I want to stay where I'm at? Now, you could get an awesome-er prize, or you could open that next envelope, and you get the coal, and that means you lose everything. So, it's all about how you like to gamble. Gambling for gift cards will kick off. The first play is in less than a half hour, right around 6:12. Thanks so much to Bobcat of Madison on today's Q106. Yes, love. Today, this whole week, next couple of weeks, it's going to be hard to plan a show because we've got so many tickets to give away. Oh, my Lord! She's here! She's here!
Yay! You don't have to keep listening to Jackson Rant for 10 more minutes.
I know. Thankfully, I was pretty good. I think I wasn't complaining about anything.
Okay.
What I found out is I think that maybe you're the one that makes me complain about stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I the one that gets you all heated and going?
I think you get me fired up, Steph.
Stir the pot?
You stoke the fire is
what
it is.
Why? What happened?
Well, no, I was in a good mood. What do you mean what happened? Yeah, I wasn't complaining about anything. That's what happened.
Here is my Celine Dion Courage ticket.
Celine Dion, the greatest singer in all of the world. Now, I just saw something. That was only her second show on this tour.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And the first time that she's done a concert out of Vegas in 11 years.
Yeah, she did talk about that.
Because she was in Minneapolis at the Target Center or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I looked up how to spell her name because I was writing things down.
Yes, it is unique.
On a post.
Yep.
And then it said, Celine Dion wowed fans or whatever after her first show in 11 years. And I went, and the second one. Because she'd write for Steph and her ma.
Oh, man. She's so synchronized, though. You could tell, like, even her, she's acting.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's great.
Like, I'm so happy to be here.
Right.
Yeah.
In Milwaukee. And it's like, it's still amazing. I heard coming in on the drive, you titled this episode, Was It Worth It?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it worth it?
Was it worth $225?
$225 is what it was.
And my mom even spent more. She told me, she's like, I just paid... She's like, I paid over $800 for three tickets. And I was like, Mom, especially because she's seen her before.
We know your Backstreet Boys that you went to go see in Michigan. You said that was worth it. You said you had so much fun with your friend.
Yeah.
And you guys had a great time. And it was a little vacation. You
got
to see a friend that you don't get to see that often. But you've seen Celine before. You're tired this morning.
Right.
You were late to work. The boss is mad at you. You've been written up. Yeah, all you're written up. You're on notice now. Was it worth it?
Man, especially because I've seen her before. If this was the only time I've ever seen her, then I would say yes, it was worth it. You have to see Celine Dion once in your life.
Do you?
It is amazing.
Do you, though?
I even had to count how many people were behind her on the stage. 17 people. Backup singers. So many cool instruments.
Backup dancers?
No, it was not like a dancey show.
I wouldn't imagine.
So don't think dancey. Think like...
A Josh Groban.
Just amazing. Her voice, she opens it. You're just like, how does she do this? So, yes.
Mackenzie was super jealous about you because she was looking through her time hop. And she goes, and this time, on this date last year, which was a Saturday, she was in the Pfizer Forum seeing Josh Groban and Adele Medinez.
Yes, the one from Frozen.
Funky Cold Medina. And Wicked. She also is the...
And Wicked, yes.
When she was going through her discography, or whatever you call it, that gal is talented. But she's like, oh, my God. And I said, yeah, well, Steph's at the Pfizer of today seeing the greatest singer in all of the world, Celine Dion. Yes. And she was like, oh, my God. And I was like, well, those tickets weren't radio tickets. Like, our sister station had the Groban tickets, so Mackenzie got them for free.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was like, yeah, there wasn't anybody handing out Celine tickets.
I don't know why it was that much. It should have been $125.
Oh! Steph comes in dropping shade. She only did a $125 performance up in here.
Come on. Just because she's made all of her millions upon millions. It's like, why are you charging us this much money now?
That is really...
That's where I'm upset. Come on.
Yes. That's what bothers me is... Why? You've already, you know, how about you do something for your fans?
Exactly. Like Garth charging only $75 no matter what seat.
That's right.
He could have charged $500.
Easily.
Yes.
When I saw Tom Petty with Chris Stapleton, kind of and I'm guessing this was more of a Tom Petty thing than a Chris Stapleton. And his tickets, I guess, were expensive last time he was, but a smaller venue. But when I saw him and Tom Petty at Summerfest a few years ago, the front row tickets were $500.
That makes sense.
But still, like, Tom... You've made your money.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really, like, your thing is like you're a hippie. You know, you've made your money, bud. You know, like, why do you need to charge that much for people? And those people that will pay $500 are obviously your big time fans.
Yes.
And you treat them to $500.
Right. I'm just thinking
Isn't worth it.
My mom, my mother-in-law, me, it's like, we don't make money. We are middle class. And we're spending this much money, and then we go out to, you know, you want to do a dinner, $30 for parking, and then I bought two beers, one soda, and one water. It was $42.
Yikes!
Come on! You know what I mean?
We went to go see, and I've said this before on the podcast, we went to go see Hamilton in Milwaukee.
Ooh, that's
The tickets were about the same price as the Celine tickets. We paid somewhere around $800 for three tickets.
Wow.
Plus, we did a hotel stay there, and we went and had dinner and all that stuff.
You make a thing out of it.
That was something that if you're into singing and dancing, like Hamilton is coming to Madison. The tickets are going to be close to that price there.
Okay.
If we had the money, I would probably send my wife and daughter again to go. I probably wouldn't go because I wouldn't think it's worth it. But they 100% were all about it. Where we got lucky, though, my wife accidentally bought this VIP package. They got us into this VIP room, and they had all kinds of food, finger food in there, had its own bathroom, and a place you could put your coat, and so it was really nice, a little spot away from what I call them, which is the rest of everybody else. And I went over to the bar, and I was like, what do you got? And he's like, oh, we got Maker's Mark. I went, well, I'll take a Maker's Mark. And he goes, how much do you want? And I said, I mean, how much do I want? How much can I have? And he goes, as much as you want.
So
I drank probably $60 worth of their whiskey. So we got our money's worth out of that.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, when you go to a regular concert and you're paying $12, $15 a beer, and then you're going to get a bottle of water that's $8.
Exactly.
And things, you're really,
it's like, what are you doing to us?
You're really stacking it up.
There was a group of ladies in line for the t-shirts because we're like, okay, let's go look at the t-shirts. It was $45 just for a t-shirt and then $100 for a sweatshirt.
Do you get a free cat when you buy a Celine Dion t-shirt?
And they weren't anything impressive. It was so funny. A group of ladies, they were so... I want to paint the picture. It looked like three daughters and the mom. And it looked like the mom was buying the t-shirt. And the daughters were so mad. They're like, Mom, they were online. They were trying to see how much the t-shirts were. They're like, you could buy it so much cheaper on the internet right now. Don't spend $50. You already spent enough tonight. So,
Mom, there's a guy outside the Pfizer Forum that has a t-shirt with a spelling error on it. You can get it for $5.
Oh my
Come on.
So I was just looking on our Facebook page. One of my friends, you're gonna feel so bad for her. Speaking of Hamilton, she bought the tickets, spent all that money.
Okay.
She totally forgot and thought it was a different weekend.
No.
Yes. So she was so upset. She's like, I thought it was next weekend. So she totally missed it and she spent all that money.
A friend of mine, not to one up, so my best friend, his mom and the whole family, his mom, pays for them to all go to Arizona for Brewers spring training.
Okay.
And him and his dad go golfing, and his mom and brother and sister all go to watch the ball games, and they love doing it. Well, she bought this vacation. She got the dates wrong.
Huh?
She got it for a week before that she thought, and she gets this notice on her phone about like checking into the hotel and the rental car and the flights, thousands of dollars they lost.
Oh.
So she was able to recover some of it from the airline. Was like, yeah, we'll give you a discount flight. Oh, and the hotel's like, we'll give you a discount. But it still, it cost her probably $2,000.
Wow, that is crazy. Or,
because you push one little button on your phone when you're putting the dates in.
And got it wrong.
And I mean, thousands. I would never stop crying if I did something like that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that they gave her a little discount.
Well, we're going to wrap up here. Steph's back. We got to get some work done. And comment on here. Let us know. Drop us an email or just comment on our Facebook page. Let us know. Did you do something and was it worth it? So thank you so much for joining us and have yourselves a good, good Monday.
Bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.